This is the place, Virginia. Christian music classics spanning three decades. Man, we have got one big span for you this weekend. Streets of Gold is the program, and I'm your host, Larry Wayne. Well, today we are pulling out all of the contemporary Christian music magazines from 1975 to 2000. That's a lot of reading, you know. For the month of February, you're going to hear the number one songs that landed on every month during that time. So let's go way back before CCM magazine even existed. This is 1975. Our guess as to what was probably the most popular radio hit during that time, from the album called Praise One, here are the Maranatha Singers taking Matthew 6:33 to song See Ye First on Streets of Gold.
Sometimes hallelujah, sometimes praise the Lord, sometimes gently singing our hearts in one accord. Look toward the sky and start to sing. Oh, let us now return His love. Just let our voices ring. Oh, let us feel His presence. Let the sound of praises fill the air. Oh, let us sing the song of Jesus' love to people everywhere. Sometimes gently sing sometimes praise the Lord, sometimes gently sing our hearts in one accord. Hallelujah.
Streets of Gold and Love Song member Chuck Gerrard, Sometimes Hallelujah. That was the number one song on this date back in 1976. We got a couple of years to go, don't we? By the way, Love Song during 2010 performed at a new venue, and our very own producer Jack caught them in Sacramento. He's posted a sneak preview of that particular song on our Facebook page. It's all number one songs for the month of February today on the program, and we're up to 1977 from the first source of any chart action we could find. This was the number one song that year. Another popular sing-along song. Here is Evie, Pass It on Streets of Gold. My way.
the classics from the 70s and 80s.
Lila Paris.
Streets of Gold and the late Keith Green. That was his first radio hit, by the way. Went all the way to number one in 1978. You Put This Love in My Heart. Number one song on this date for 1979 comes from a guy who I had the chance to meet in Anchorage, Alaska. I will never, ever forget this. And one thing that makes me think about him is he's now on Facebook. And so I've seen a picture of him, and of course he's a little bit older than he was when we met him in Anchorage. But Barry McGuire comes up to us in Anchorage, total stranger. We had never seen him before in our lives, and he gives my wife and I this big, he's a big guy, and he gives us this big bear hug like he had known us for years and he was a long-lost cousin or something. It was just stunning at how tightly he squeezed. In fact, I think I still hurt from that. No, really, I was just amazed at the man's total love for total strangers. It was just great. Anyway, Barry McGuire and Cosmic Cowboy on Streets of Gold.
I met a cosmic cowboy riding a starry range. He's a supernatural cowboy, and he dressed up kind of strange. And at first, I didn't see him being out there on the run. Yeah, but that old hat that he's wearing is shining brighter than the sun. And when my eyes adjusted to the flashing of a smile,
Yeah, saw his invitation. Say, come on, Barry, we'll go riding for a while.
Cowboy of the night, shooting rainbows through the night.
We rode along together for more than half a day. Right through the changing weather, the sky was all turning gray. Chilly winds were blowing, oh, cold was cutting deep. Yeah, then it started snowing, trail was getting steep. I was just about to turn around, head back the way we came. Somehow, without a sound, I heard him call my name.
Cowboy of the night, shooting rainbows through the night.
And looking up, I saw that we was high up on this ridge. And he took me by my arm, led me right over to the edge. Hey, I was so scared I couldn't find a single word to say. You know this? 10,000 feet of empty air, and it's just about an inch away. But a million miles was out beyond the waving of his hand. I was looking through his eyes, right into another man.
Cowboy of the night, shooting rainbows through the night.
He said, this is my father's ranch, as far as you can see. He made it out of nothing, every branch, every tree. The stars, all the mountains, rivers and streams, the oceans, the fountains, and the valley of your dreams. I know that place you're looking for, that place you long to be. Truth is, I'm the only door. You're gonna have to pass through me. Bending back, I tipped my hat to look him in the eye, but he just smiled, gave me confidence. Go ahead and try. It was now or never, and I knew I had to start. So I took that step, and I went falling straight in through his heart. The first thing that I noticed, coming out the other side, hey, all my fears had vanished. He taught me how to fly. There's a cosmic cowboy, and he rides a starry range. He's a supernatural plowboy. He is dressed up kind of strange. To think I nearly missed him, and out there on the run. But that old hat that he's wearing is shining right into the sun.
Yeah, the guy knows how to hug. Barry McGuire, famous during his time of storytelling songs, and that is Cosmic Cowboy, number one radio hit on this date back in 1979. Hey, I'm Larry Wayne, and it's all number one hits today on the program. We are looking back from 1975 to 2000, the number one songs on this date in history. So, we're out of the 70s now, and it's time to move into the 80s on our next blog. Yeah, baby, we're talking the big hair bands, huh? Well, you can visit us sometime on our website, streetsofgoldradio.com. When you're there, you can browse past program playlists and even become a member on Facebook and be informed of any breaking news dealing with the artists that made it big during the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. That's streetsofgoldradio.com.